It is time for the Arsenal of Freedom Show podcast. This time, before dawn. Because it's early. And my co-host hasn't committed to doing a podcast with me yet on a Friday show. So today it's going to be just me, and we're going to be talking about choosing your clan and the family that you choose versus the family that you were born into. And I opened it up with a track from Ben Jordan. It's called Good Luck Out There. And it's a he's got a really great video that I'm going to link about how Spotify and TuneCore and all those different music distribution websites are sort of, well, I'll let him explain it, but I'm not even going to link it, put the content in the show today. It's just something I came up with as I was looking for a topic this morning, but I will link it in the show notes. It explains how Spotify and TuneCore and those things are basically ripping off artists. They're charging artists and you to stream their music. So it's kind of like, hey, I'm going to pay you, Spotify, as a listener, a monthly fee, a subscription fee, and hey, TuneCore, I'm going to pay you as an artist to get people to listen to my music. When isn't it supposed to be the other way around? Isn't it supposed to be consumers of the product paying Spotify and then giving a share of that music or revenue to the artists? Well, not if you're not cool enough for their crowd. So less about the family that you choose and more about the family that they choose. So with that being said, let's get into today's topic. So people talk about all the time, this is my tribe or this is my clan or blood is thicker than water. And most people don't know what that means. Blood is thicker than water is a Viking sort of parable or saying that means the family that you, your blood brothers, the family that you choose, you fought and died with and for. In the case that you actually did die, but then you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. They are supreme. They're more important than the water that passes when you're born. To get graphic. But that is what we're talking about. Those people that you choose to spend your time with, to be with, that are even more important than family because they're the ones you chose. Now, marriage is one type of that, but that's not even what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about those friends that you consider your family. And this weekend I got to spend some time with said family that are chosen. And we had a really good time. Got to spend some time at their house, got to do a yard sale, had corned beef and cabbage dinner because that's what we do on St. Patrick's Day. And that's what my family does on St. Patrick's Day as well because of our Irish Jewish roots. But that's where that tradition comes from. But the family that you choose, in medieval times, you could even link crests. So like heraldry and you, all the symbology of what this animal means, this thing, or this shape means another thing. We hold that tradition today with military insignia, like sergeants and different levels. That chevron is what it's called. I couldn't think of the word. And I should know this because I'm a medieval history buff by self-declaration. The chevron was just sort of your rank and insignia, and we kept that because that's a French symbol. And French and English are intimately locked because William the Conqueror came over from France, who was really, he was really a Viking by lineage, North French, Frankish troop, or Frankish person that conquered, and I can do a whole history podcast on this, but basically at the Battle of Stamford Bridge, he beat the King of England at the time, and now poof, The entire history of England has been rewritten because a French king came over and decided that, oh, by the way, you're mine now. Conquered. Conquered, not chosen, so not freedom. But there's also very complex history involved there too, because they were being invaded by actual Vikings from the north at the time, at this practically the same time. So the armies were divided in two, and the King of England won that first battle versus the Viking invader. But then William the Conqueror came in from the south, and poof again. And so we're really blessed in this world to be able to choose our friends and family and choose those people that are more than just the people we were born into. And another thing I'm really interested in is the concept of heraldry and the crests. So there are plenty of resources online. I'm going to let you, as a grown adult, discover that for yourself. But just do some searches. Maybe make a family crest with that family that you choose. Maybe make it with your own family that you were born into. But I think it's something that's still important that's been lost. Having that family symbology that, oh, you're these people and you come from this area, not in a judgmental way, but in a, oh, that's why you do things the way you do things, kind of. Like my family is, my dad's side of the family, apparently we're Scottish, and I didn't even know. I thought we were more English and German, but we're also our Scottish heritage that I wasn't even really fully aware of, which explains so much why I can't say purple burglar alarm very well, if you know that joke on the internet. And since I'm such an audiophile, one of my sayings for one of my other businesses or sort of startups, side projects, hobbies, side hustles, whatever you want to call it, was listen to the past, hear the future. So I made a sort of a plaque crest marketing thing with a Clovis point pointing to the past and sort of the Star Trek Delta emblem pointing to the future on a starry background. And then I set that up on a nice wooden ship's wheel, captain's wheel decoration. And that's kind of the uniting of the clans for me. Now, the cool thing about that is you can always move that around and decorate however you want and whatever place you have. But my parents' house actually has our crest nailed to the door, which is kind of interesting. I've looked at it, but I've never really looked at the symbology. Maybe the next time I go over there, I'll look at the symbology. Yeah, find out if it's actually accurate symbology, according to my medieval history nerd research. And just in case I didn't say at the beginning of the episode, it's the 22nd of March, 2024. And in Star Trek, there's this. There's this reference to the Irish Reunification Wars and the Bell Riots, and Star Trek Picard Season 2 happens in 2024. This is a big year for science nerds, Star Trek science fiction nerds. For whatever reason, the science fiction community picked this year to be the year that all the madness happens. And it's almost becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy with some of the global crises that are impeding our freedom, because I can't just get on a plane and go to Israel right now because idiots are trying to kill each other over whatever conflict that's been going on for since 1947 by some accounts, 1945 by other accounts, and thousands of years by even further accounts. So humanity needs to grow up, in the words of a good friend of mine from college. Grow up. Everybody grow up. And that doesn't preclude acting childlike at times, but try to minimize being childish, I guess is what you'd want to say. And honestly, I don't know what else needs to be said in today's episode. I just really wanted to set the tone for what I want Friday shows to be. I want them to be interesting, actionable. We can talk about space aliens if my friend Josh ever gets the time to record a podcast with me. I know he's super busy right now, but yep, that was a call out. I guess the final thoughts section. Restrictions breed creativity. When you have a limited time frame that you're trying to fit a podcast into, I'm trying to make these 15-minute episodes. For now, I'd like to go further, but I don't have the time to record a podcast. Fun fact, it takes about 6 hours of my energy to put out 15 minutes of great content. Now, I'm sure it'll get easier and faster over time as I'm improving my process. As you can see, or hear, rather, the audio quality has gone up immensely. And that's mostly because I turned the freaking microphone around the correct direction. Simple, what we call in permaculture, type 1 errors, where it's such a simple little fix, but it makes a huge, huge difference in the implications and the applications. The law in the Permaculture Designer Manual is actually something like leave the bush to its own devices. I'm butchering that quote because I don't have it in front of me, but I'll probably link it in the show notes or quote it directly. Actually, you can get a copy of the Permaculture Designer's Manual by Bill Mollison yourself, if you so choose. Jeff Lawton is kind of the steward of permaculture of that. So is David Holmgren in the Permaculture Research Institute of Australia, where I do have a permaculture design certificate. Hey, there's a crest I can put up on my wall. One of the few certifications I'm actually proud of earning versus one that I kind of felt forced to earn just to search for a job. That being the whole college education system. But you know what? Institutions have existed for a reason, as Jordan Peterson says. So what? So what you have a disagreement with the systems? There is a time and a place to help rebuild those systems, because all systems degrade over time and need to be rebuilt over and over and over again. That's just how life is. So yeah, look out for some future episodes on UFOs, aliens, those kind of disclosures, because my friend knows way more about that than I do. Even though I'm the guy who made Roswell Invasion, the video game, he knows much more about that kind of stuff. And he's expressed interest on coming on the show, but we haven't found the time. So with that, take it, make it your own, make it a great day.